Last week, Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rick Sullivan announced the Landscape Partnership Program is supporting two projects to protect thousands of acres of agricultural and wooded land from development in Franklin and Berkshire counties. Stephanie Cooper, Assistant Secretary for Land and Forest Conservation at the EEA, said that the Landscape Partnership Program works with private landowners, municipalities, and land trust organizations to incentivize the protection of the land with several goals in mind.
For us, it's about wildlife habitat. It's about preserving working farms and forests. It's about adapting for climate change, preserving water quality. So it's all of these things together, but we knew that to get these large projects done, there needs to be an incentive, and it's a very worthwhile investment that we were happy to make, and that is what we've done with the Landscape Partnership Program.
The funds will allow the Department of Fish and Game to permanently protect a 905-acre parcel of land owned by the New Hampshire-based Lime Timber Company as a wildlife management area. According to Cooper, the forest land will continue to be properly managed. The money is also incentivizing a donation of an adjacent 597-acre area of land from a private landowner to the Berkshire Natural Resources Council. Narayan Schroeder is director of land conservation at the BNRC.
One of the things that makes this particularly unique is the unfragmented nature of this area.
Schroeder says that parcels similar to the largely untouched areas of land being considered for protection in this particular program are increasingly rare in the Commonwealth.
There's 1,500 acres or more that's already conserved directly adjacent to these parcels that we're looking at. And it's a very rural area, so even the areas that aren't conserved are in really good shape ecologically. So it's an intact landscape that doesn't have a lot of roads through it, doesn't have a lot of housing or camps or that sort of thing within it. And in the Commonwealth, that's fairly unusual at this point.
In nearby Franklin County, more than $1 million will support the Leiden Working Farms and Forests Project. Emily Boss of the Franklin Land Trust said her organization will work with the Mount Grace Land Conservation Trust to assist several area farmers and landowners to place conservation restrictions under the Department of Agricultural Resources on undeveloped land.
In the case of the APR, which is what the agricultural preservation restrictions are known as, that would be held by the state, the Mass Department of Agricultural Resources. All the land continues to be owned by the private landowners, but each entity would hold a restriction, which would mean that the land couldn't be developed in future.
The town of Leiden would also be involved in the conservation process. Boss said that the conservation restrictions on the parcel would protect scenic value, plants and animal species, and also drinking water in the Leiden Glen Reservoir. To qualify for the state funding, the different agencies at each project must finalize agreements by June 30, 2014. Since 2006, land conservation has been a focus of the governor's administration as part of its goal to fight climate change. The Landscape Partnership Program, formed in 2011, has assisted the administration preserve over 100,000 acres of land across the state. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.